Six former Philadelphia police officers who federal prosecutors accused of routinely beating up and robbing drug dealers have won back their jobs. The reinstatements come after a federal jury cleared the six drug squad officers of all charges in May. But as WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, public defenders allege the officers tainted hundreds of cases.
Public defender Bradley Bridge met with local prosecutors and said, look, some arrests these guys made were illegitimate. He says acquitting the officers doesn't mean the indictment should be disregarded.
The fact that they were charged with crimes, the prosecutor agreed with me, is sufficient to justify reopening the cases where any of these six police officers were involved in a critical way with the case.
So far, a judge has tossed out 400 convictions that relied on those officers. That means people getting out of probation and others being released from jail. And that's just about a quarter of all the cases, Bridges reopening one by one.
We still maintain that the evidence against the particular defendants who were charged with crimes is still tainted.
Through arbitration, the six officers won their jobs back, though they won't be back on the elite narcotic squad. It's a common pattern. Of 26 Philadelphia police officers fired in recent years, 19 won their badges back through arbitration. The six from the narcotics squad also won a year's worth of back pay. Attorney Jimmy Benz, who represented Officer Mike Spicer, says he's not surprised that his client wanted to stay in the force.
Mike has never stopped being ready to be a police officer. He's always been a police officer, and he's a heroic police officer, so I didn't ask him what went on in his thought process, and even if he told me, I wouldn't share it with you.
When the officers were indicted, Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey called the case the worst he's seen in his 40-year career and vowed to melt their badges. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.